You are listening to another episode on Turn Coffee Into Client podcast show. I'm your host, Bella Networking Guru, the networking expert and the networking speaker. If you'd like more information about this episode or you would like to listen to previous episodes, please visit the website turncoffeeintoclients.com. If you'd like more networking tips, please do follow and subscribe any of my other social media platforms searching Bella Networking. Guys, I know we're going through difficult times right now, experiencing the lockdown and challenges within the coronavirus pandemic. I wish you all the best and I hope that you and your family are keeping safe. I would like to take a moment to say thank you because I really appreciate that you've taken the time to click and listen to part three, the final part of my brand new international business series, promoting doing business with Central Europe. This series is sponsored by UK Central Europe Business Summit, held on the 5th and 6th of October 2020, location Budapest. We can't avoid the elephant in the room as we are currently in an economic crisis and SMEs are facing countless challenges since the start of the corona pandemic. I'm a passionate networking guru speaker and I enjoy helping my clients turn coffee into clients. And right now, with the current crisis that we are facing, it's more important to network than ever and to increase and review your networking activities. Many clients and colleagues in my network right now are asking me which networking events or seminars would I recommend to attend after the lockdown. I support the value attending the UK Central Europe Business Summit held on the 5th and 6th of October. From my personal international networking experience over 12 years, I encourage international networking. And you will hear in future episodes my own experiences networking in New York City and how it grew my business. International networking has huge benefits because you're able to take advantage of cross-cultural networking and building international connections that can grow your business overseas and somewhat double your clients. In today's episode, part three, I'll be interviewing Judith all the way live in Budapest and Susanna, who is based in London. They are the founders and event managers of the UK Business Summit. We will be discussing international business aspects on how you can successfully grow your brand, product or service into Central Europe. We will also be discussing at large the role of innovation, technology, and investment required when doing international business. So stay tuned. Guys, you will want to listen to this episode to the end because I have a bonus gift for you. Not only do I have a trio podcast interview, I have a special bonus gift for you of four other podcast guests who have been included into the show today. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Susanna, based in London, Judy, based in Budapest. Despite the news that lockdown has been extended, we are having a happy day today.
Hi, Bella. Thank you for having us. Yeah, of course it's a happy day. Every day is happy with you.
Oh, thank you, Susanna, for those kind words. I really appreciate it. Susanna, would you like to introduce yourself for the audience, please?
My name is Susanna. Hello, and I'm talking to you from London. And I am the founder of UK Central Europe Business Summit.
And Judy, who's also a business partner for the UK Central Europe Business Summit, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. Hello, Bella. Hello, ladies. Yes, of course, it's a happy day for me as well. And my name is Judith Molnar. And I'm international business development manager in my own company called Successful Women Ltd. And I am also event manager at UK Central Europe Business Summit.
Susanna, could you give a summary of the main topic of the summit, please?
Yeah, with pleasure. So the summit will be on the 5th and 6th of October in Budapest, and the UK Central Europe Business Summit main aim is to provide the opportunity for businesses to make connections, find opportunities and grow their businesses in Central Europe in technology, innovation and investment sector. You will find the perfect opportunity to meet potential partners, investors, and listen to keynote speakers in two panels about developing important business links between the UK and Central Europe.
Guys, please enjoy your bonus gift number one, a clip summary from a delegate sharing why she is interested to attend the UK Central Europe Business Summit.
My name is Erzsébet Némedi. I'm the owner and director of a company named Expedit Nodum, which means unlocking the Gordian knot. My company is dealing with nutrition research, food science, and product development. I am especially interested in the summit as we started to expand our services internationally outside Hungary. So I think the connection personally and to have a huge network is very important nowadays. I think a huge network will mean a significant meaning in the future, in the next few years. I hope that we will see each other, hopefully personally, in the summit.
Susanna, you have organized two interesting panels. What's the topic for the first panel?
In the morning, the first panel topic will be what UK government financial support exists for Central Europe companies coming to the UK and what it is like raising private equity in the UK market companies. All of our panelists are experts in their own fields and all of them are internationally well-known serious business leaders.
Who is the moderator and who are the panelists?
The moderator in the morning panel will be John McEwan. He's the director of Accelerate Funding. And the panelists will be Richard Burge, the CEO of London Chamber of Commerce and Industry. We are more than honored to have him as one of the VIP guests. And one of the panelists will be Christina Görög, the DIT manager, Gergő Gulyás from Startup Campus, and also Jeff Hudson-Schler, digital non-executive director and author.
Guys, please enjoy your bonus gift number two, who is a panelist and will share some insights with you.
Hi everyone, this is Gergő Gulyás, the managing director of Startup Campus London. I'm looking forward to attend to the UKC Business Summit because I think it will be an informative conference with great networking opportunities. As a panelist, I will bring knowledge and experience of both startup ecosystems and business cultures. I always encourage British businesses to discover this region as it has a great business environment with low corporation tax, easy access to VC money and exceptional talent. I believe this conference helps everyone to build meaningful connections which is needed to create fruitful business partnerships.
And the second panel, what's the topic, please?
In the afternoon, the topic will be what makes Central Europe-based businesses attractive to UK R&D markets, the cross sectors ranging from IT to sustainability, renewable energy, and other high-tech industries.
Who is the moderator and the panelist, please?
Yeah, the moderator is Mark Jenkinson. He's the director of Crystal Associates, who used to be responsible for smart cities, working for as a director for Siemens. And one of our panelists will be Jashkar Kontaram, who is the CEO of Witty, very innovative company. And there will be some Hungarian relevant company owners are panelists, which is top secret at the moment.
Could you give me a summary of the type of delegates who will be attending this summit, Judy?
Our UK delegates will meet 100 plus UK and Central European businesses from the technology, IT, innovation, startup representatives, corporate companies, investors, angels, equity capital sectors. So far, so large scale of participants who have already registered are FMCG companies, IT companies, financial sector, nanotechnology in construction, and natural materials for smart cities, and there will be shown an e-smoke-free fashion collection by Navona Fashion. Our guests will represent from SMEs to internationally well-known corporates like MasterCard, Vodafone, IBM or Oracle.
You really have a great profile of delegates ranging from B2B startups to big blue chip companies. So that offers a really great networking opportunities. Susanna, what would you say are some of the international needs from your delegates, please?
Well, my idea is based on my conversation with our delegate here in London.
Sure.
And I am convinced that our guests, business owners or representatives of the corporate sector have already been doing business with Central Europe region, or they are about to launch their products, invest, set up and establish their businesses there. Therefore, our participants' needs are as follows. Firstly, they want to meet direct connections for export-import partners for both sides. Secondly, they want to find sources, well-qualified, professional, lower-cost workforce. It is also important for them to get subcontractors, reliable subcontractors. Our guests want to find local representatives, and also very important, they want to establish subsidiaries or they just need warehouses. And however, the summit facilitate B2B connections too.
I would love to find out why are you both passionate about international business development?
Based on my 20-year experience in international business development, my motto is think in big. For me, it means that do something, do business, not just in your country, but find out something. It could be a product, a service, or a project. What can be sold all over the world?
Not
so you can think not just in your territory, but you can think globally.
Yes.
So I work on it every day. How can I strengthen my international network and connections to international business development projects? At multinational companies where I worked for, it was Tesco and Hungarian oil company, it was also very important thinking globally. Even it was a service or we sold in the retail chain lots of products.
I really like your take on that, and thank you for sharing thinking globally, especially during the epidemic we're currently experiencing. I agree, and it's advantageous to start thinking about your products and services on what can be sold around the world. So your UK Central Business Summit really fits those objectives. So thank you for that. Susanna, why are you passionate about international business?
I'm committed and enthusiastic to establish and manage businesses in multicultural circumstances. That's what I've been doing for 25 years. It also makes me satisfied to provide services for my clients in the terms of business development, market entry. So it is so good to see, and I'm so proud to see companies growing.
You both bring collectively over 24 years experience doing international business, which is a huge achievement. What would you say is your greatest international achievement in business to date?
So during my multinational career and at my private company as well, I had the opportunity to be involved in more international projects. For example, at a Hungarian oil company at MOL, I had to lead and drive standardization and utilize synergies across the region, which was Hungary, Romania, Slovakia, Serbia, and Croatia. And we had a project, so-called PSO project. It was a procurement saving project where we could save over 1 billion Hungarian forints in the region because of standardization and because of new suppliers. So It was a great achievement, not just for me, but for my whole group. And as a business development manager in my own company, I work now together with more female entrepreneurs, and some of them are involved in international projects from Norway to USA. And I can tell you that they will be also participants on the summits, which is a good news for me.
Excellent. It would be wonderful for delegates to network with them. And I applaud you for sharing your international experience and being a mentor and role model to many of these up-and-coming female entrepreneurs. Susanna, could you share your greatest international achievement to date?
Thank you, with pleasure. I would like to emphasize three different projects in my career, because since 2000 I've been involving in different international projects. The first one is that I managed a 10-year contract with the UK MOD and the Hungarian MOD. And thanks for this project, more than 2,000 Hungarian senior military professionals were delegated to the UK. One of my other international projects that I was involved in, that my own company, HNET Language Center, provided online testing for civilian personnel from Kenya, Cape Town, Namibia, Ceylon, Italia, Pakistan, in so many European countries, to the USA Air Force based in Kandahar on behalf of ATCO Frontec Europe, whose managers also will be attending the summit, which is a great pleasure for us. And thirdly, yes, Harley Davidson. Wow. So for 10 years, it was a compassion, a commitment, responsibility, having two different roles in this awesome company. In the one hand, my translation agency provided technical and marketing translations to the EMEA Harley Davidson. And on the other hand, I was elected to be the board member as the vice president in the Hungarian Harley Society. And I was in charge with PR and marketing, international customer relationship. Unforgettable period.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that with the audience. I would love to find out a bit more about the attraction and the advantages of what's known as the V4 countries. Judy, being there in Budapest, could you give a bit more details about the V4 countries, please?
So first of all, to clarify, V4 and Visegrad, so this is Visegrad 4 countries, includes the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, and Slovakia.
Gotcha.
So these are the Visegrad 4 countries, and if we would like to highlight for the audience a few economical and industrial information about V4 countries, that it may be useful. So first of all, as the largest economy in Central and Eastern Europe and one of the top ones in the EU, Poland is one of the key markets to consider. Poland is investing heavily in its infrastructure to upgrade roads and make it easier to move goods within its borders. Secondly, Slovakia. Slovakia's economy is one of the strongest in the EU. Manufacturing, particularly within the agricultural and automotive industries, is very strong. Thirdly, Hungary also has a relatively strong economy, skilled and low-cost labor, and the modern infrastructure. And the Czech Republic's economy is one of the wealthiest and most stable in the region.
Thank you so much for that detail on the V4 countries. In your experience, what are your views on market research before doing international business?
Yes, I think it's very important that you must do your research before you start dealing with European countries. Why is it important? Because if you make research, you can scope the market first of all. Then you can identify competition, and it can be used as create and execute online or telephone service. It doesn't matter which one is more suitable for you, and the conduct focus groups or personal interviews, all of them can be useful. The most important that before you start anything, it's good to make your own research. Why? Because results from such research can aid your decision making by testing your communications and any regional local meanings. You can estimating the extent to which your products will be purchased. You can determine how much of a need exists for your product. And you can identify any problems early enough to take action prior to full rollout. So I would suggest not to skip this research, because this will be very important from your point.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. You clearly identified and showed how important international market research is, which in the long run is going to save you time and money. I wonder if one of you ladies could share a successful story connecting Central European company with a UK company.
Let me ask you a question, Bella. As I'm responsible for UK Central Europe market entry, one of my great successes is related to a Hungarian IoT company which could do market entry with our help. As a first step, they were looking for business partners, investors in their company, which is not an unusual way of the market entry. Then they were applying for R&D money from the British government, and they got it. Wow!
Oh, fantastic.
I'm so happy. Yeah, I'm so happy to have been managed the steps of finding the proper partner and then the PR and marketing campaigns.
Guys, please enjoy your bonus clip number 3. You will hear why networking is important, more importantly, networking between Central Europe and the UK.
My name is Josef Kövesdi. I am the founder of Okosfarm agriculture startup for precision farming. Our solution is a complete remote control system to work more efficiently. Networking is very important for us. Communication is base for everything. We trust can do business between people. A business summit could be a good platform to exhibit our products and solution to our potential partners in UK. Thank you.
Why is it important to have a strategic approach in developing sustainable relationships with customers and stakeholders within Central Europe?
I would say that I would like to quote Steve Jobs, because when a reporter asked him, the head of Apple, now this is that, as you know, and we asked that was the best product decision, he replied saying the 6,000 products that he had rejected to enable him to focus on the ones that they choose to develop. So developing an overall strategy is key to success.
Yes.
But the trick is sticking to it and not deviating.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it, means that you are not certain about what you are doing,
mm-hmm.
or your original strategy was weak, even strong. For sure, things can go wrong and issues will need to be managed. But overall, the pattern of approach is one that all customers, suppliers, and stakeholders understand, then the relationship will survive and thrive. They will trust your brand, you, and the strategic direction you've taken.
I totally agree with you. And keeping focus is so important, because that allows strategic directions to take place. Judy, I wonder, what are your thoughts on why international strategic connections are important?
Yes, I think strategic connections and network is always important. If you can think not just in your country, but globally, as I mentioned before, so you have international strategic partners, I think you are stronger. And for example, in a case of a crisis, what we have, for example, now in this pandemic situation, you can have more opportunities, you can share ideas, you can learn from each other, and you can help each other. And I think the knowledge share is crucial in such kind of situations.
So guys, you are tuned in to part 3, the final part of my brand new series for international networking. If you'd like to get in touch with the organizers, please check the description bio, and I have shared both Susanna and Judith's contact details. Please remember to subscribe and share if you've enjoyed listening to our final episode. And I thank the sponsors, UK Central Europe Business Summit, held on the 5th and 6th of October 2020. You are invited to a 2-day spectacular international networking summit. You will have the opportunity to raise your profile, network with senior leaders and decision makers. For more information about this summit, please visit Eventbrite and search UK Central Europe Business Summit. How will your summit help clients develop the capacity to set up and invest and expand in the UK?
Yeah, the UK Central Europe Business Summit provides the opportunity for businesses to make connections, find opportunities, and grow their business in Central Europe. I would tell you, Bella, that our guests will find a project opportunity, the perfect opportunity, to meet potential partners, investors, local representatives. Our guests also will be able to find sources well-qualified, professional, lower cost workforce, or subcontractors. And the summit will also help them to find local experts to establish subsidiaries or warehouses. As I mentioned to you before, the summit will facilitate B2B connections, help companies raise their profile, provide valuable contacts and develop new opportunities.
Could you summarize the role of technology when expanding into Central Europe and why it's so important, please, Judy?
Yes, cities like Budapest, Bratislava and Warsaw have seen an influx of startup funding, infrastructure investment and interest from Silicon Valley starwards, which is helping to boost their profile on the global tech scene. According to Invest Europe, private equity and venture capital investment into companies in Central European region reached 8.7 billion euros in last quarter of 2019, which is the highest since 2009, with investment capital most focused on Poland, Hungary and the Czech Republic. In Central and Eastern Europe, where a highly dynamic value chain has evolved to deliver digital services to both consumers and businesses on a global scale. Driven by a strong entrepreneurial spirit, Central and Eastern European countries have succeeded in creating a fertile environment for successful outsourcing-based cooperation. While the region isn't quite close to achieving the widespread recognition level of a Made in China label, largely due to Asia's strong outsourcing economy, but the growing volume of outsourcing has resulted in virtually every Central and Eastern European nation excelling in regard to in-demand skills of software development and IT.
And could you summarize the second topic being innovation? Why is that important when expanding into Central Europe?
Innovation is a key question for the economies of Central Europe as they want to grow and progress to the next stage of their development. Innovation addresses the challenge that Albert Einstein put so briefly when he said, if you always do what you always did, you always get what you always got. So it means that before the 2008 global financial crisis, it was fashionable to call the Central European economies tiger economies. The tiger was severely wounded by the crisis, but the way it has overcome the challenges has demonstrated the country's resilience. Today, it may be time to talk about the phoenix economies. They have risen again. In order to fly, they need nothing more than innovation. Central European countries have relatively favorable institutions for innovation and ICT infrastructure. However, the skills for innovation and the efficiency of innovation systems remain significantly behind the best global innovators.
And the final topic to the summit and the panel is the role of investment. Could you summarize why this is important when expanding into Central Europe?
Well, investments make the world go round. Obviously, you need money to get any worthwhile project off the ground. But this is the most difficult part, convincing others that your brilliant idea really is as good as you believe it to be. Businesses in the UK attract investment for their R&D from many countries. It is the same with grants. Grants in the UK are often funded by state oil funds, international pension funds and sovereign wealth funds. Private equity houses and H&W individuals, both from the UK, Europe and the USA, are always searching for growth opportunities. Very few of these opportunities are based on a business operating from one national location, the business intent on not expanding past its national boundaries. Expertise and growth come from international relationships and local global expertise.
Guys, please enjoy your final gift, bonus number 4, which is international insight on the importance of investment and trade.
My name is Mr. Cedric Longange. I'm the chairman of CCCGB, which is the Congolese Chamber of Commerce in Great Britain. I'm looking forward to attending the UK Central Europe Business Summit to present the fantastic investment opportunities available in my country, the Democratic Republic of Congo. As a panelist, I will share my insightful view on how our chamber can bridge Central Europe and Congo in trade, investment, and business. The objective is to develop bilateral commercial partnerships, especially in a post-COVID-19 global environment. We live in an interconnected world, so networking is important to establish and develop long-term, mutually beneficial relationships with all the different people we meet. Thank you.
So guys, in this segment is called Frequently Asked Questions, and it's an opportunity to answer the questions from our organisers with regards to the Central Europe Business Summit. So will the summit and the networking be in English?
Yes, the common language of the summit will be English.
Fantastic. And the location of the summit is Budapest. Delegates will book their own flights. Do you recommend hotels?
Yes, delegates book their own flights and hotel rooms. And our recommendations for the hotels you can see on our Eventbrite link.
That's wonderful. Will meals be provided during the summit, as it's a two-day summit?
Yes. There will be lunch provided on the official day, 6th of October, on our beautiful Ludwig boat. And during the lunch, we will make a sightseeing tour with the boat. So during your meal, you will see our beautiful Budapest from River Danube.
That's wonderful. Will delegates receive a guest list?
Yes, all the delegates will receive the guest list, of course, yes.
Can delegates be added as a panelist?
No, only invited experts or sponsors can be in the panel.
Are there opportunities for delegates to exhibit?
Yes, in the first level of the Ludwig boat, there will be the exhibition center where companies can stand pull-ups, put brochures on the table, exhibit their product. The exhibition package with conditions can be found in our Eventbrite link.
How do I become a sponsor?
Well, our sponsorship package has been available in the Eventbrite link and our social media and PR channels. There are three different packages offering three different levels of PR and marketing promotions in English and in Hungarian languages.
Could you confirm when does the expiry date expire for early bird tickets?
The early bird tickets have been extended regarding the epidemic coronavirus. The expiry date is the 31st of May. The standard tickets will cost £140.
Do you have any plans for a follow-up or upcoming summit for 2021?
Oh yes, since the very beginning of the business summit has been organized, Judith and I have been convinced that it's a big demand and niche in the international business networking between the UK and the Central Europe. There are conferences, expos, symposiums have been organized in the UK and in Central Europe too. But this type of trade missions, business matchmakings, panels that the summit can provide is so unique.
Yes, I agree.
Taking under consideration the summit in October, we are planning to organize the next one in 2020.
That's wonderful. I look forward to hearing about your next upcoming summit. Do you have anything to add for the audience?
Only one remark that our team can help your company in many ways in the market entry with finding sources, well-qualified professional, low-cost workforce, subcontractors for the UK companies in Central Europe. And we look forward to meeting you in October in Budapest, and good health to everyone.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Bella.
Thank you so much for that added information. So, ladies, on Turn Coffee into Clients podcast show, I always give my guests an opportunity to ask me a networking question. So, do you have a networking question that you'd like me to answer?
Yes, Bella, I have a question. So, as a networking guru, can you tell me something about what common mistakes the delegates can make at the point in following up?
Thank you, Judy, for that question, and it's a very important question. You need to make the decisions early. Should I follow up by email? Should I follow up by telephone? Do I follow up by LinkedIn or even WhatsApp or text message? And when you're at the point of networking during the summit, during the international networking, you need to really have those questions ready and ask the other delegate, I want to be respectful for your way of doing business as I'm in Central Europe right now. What is the best way that we can continue these conversations, and in which preferred format would you like to be communicated? And it's so important to take just 30 seconds of your time and write on the person's business card or the delegate list that's provided by the organisers how that person wants to be communicated, email, telephone, or if it's a text message or LinkedIn. And actually, that's going to help you follow up more effectively and motivate you. The UK Central Europe Business Summit provides networking for over 100 delegates. So that means there's an intensity on competition. So you want to get in there quickly and get in there fast. So follow up, I would say definitely no longer than 72 hours, so that your international business dreams and goals can be achieved. So guys, I hope you enjoyed this series on how to do business with Central Europe. I would love to find out, what are your comments? What are your views? Are you getting excited now to do business with Central Europe? And have you found that it's actually much easier than you thought it would be? I would love to hear any questions, and I would love to answer those. If you've missed part one or part two of this series, please visit your favorite podcast channels where you'll be able to hear any of those episodes. You have been listening to part three, the final part of my brand new series for international networking. If you'd like to get in touch with the organizers, please check the description bio, and I have shared both Susanna and Judith's contact details. Please remember to subscribe and share if you've enjoyed listening to our final episode. And I thank the sponsors of Series 1 International Networking, who are UK Central Europe Business Summit, held on the 5th and 6th of October 2020. You are invited to a two-day spectacular international networking summit. You will have the opportunity to raise your profile, network with senior leaders and decision makers. For more information about this summit, please visit Eventbrite and search UK Central Europe Business Summit.